Good afternoon. You're listening to Public Radio KHSU, and in the studio with me today is Professor Lena Deleschi. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Good afternoon, Katie.
And you're a professor here at HSU in the history department, and I know you've been doing a series of films, and today we're going to talk about the second in the
yes.
series, but I want you to tell the listeners why you're doing this.
Since I got here a year and a half ago to teach at HSU, I've discovered there's a lot of need and a lot of eagerness to learn more about the Middle East, to learn more nuance and more in-depth and personal information about the Middle East in an atmosphere that is very much shaped by hate speech and Islamophobia, which won the day yesterday, unfortunately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been involved in the lectures here in Syria, in lectures around the Arcata and Eureka and the campus, but I feel that films make a very different difference. They let us reach people in a very different level that is also emotional, not only intellectual, not only that you understand what's at stake in the history and the politics of this region, but also the people get a different image than the, you know, angry, veiled woman that we see here. Get to feel like what is at stake and how do people feel and think and how do they express themselves. And an amazing artistic movement that is a part of what the Middle East is.
It is. And I started watching the film that you're going to show tomorrow night called West Beirut. Tell the listeners a bit about this movie, because it starts off, it's based around some young teenagers and a family. And I was watching it. Yeah.
Well, the film is Ziad Dweri's, the director's first film, and it is somewhat autobiographical. Ziad Dweri basically was a young man when the Lebanese Civil War started in 1976. And the film basically takes this very, very tragic story that destroyed Beirut and Lebanon for decades, and, you know, that Lebanon never really fully recovered from. But he takes a very different twist at it. Rather than only looking at the kind of glim tragedy, he tries to see what is it to be a young man experiences this. And he kind of shows the hesitance, the resistance of the youth to accept this new reality in which the city is divided and bifurcated, in which danger is everywhere, where they just continue kind of eagerly trying to do their own thing.
And trying to do the normal thing as teenagers. I watched a clip where the father and mother are driving the son to school. All the son wants to do is, or actually they're driving, I don't know if they're necessarily going there. That's all he wants to do. That's the focus, is to get to school and see his friends, like any teenager.
Yes, exactly. I mean, they make some jokes with sexual nature. They're like eager to make this film. They like flirt with women and with girls, and, you know, fall in love, and all these things that teenagers do and right. want to do, and also, you know. We see what happens, mm-hmm. what happens to youth, to stolen youth, basically, right. when it hits this war that just kind of shreds everything apart.
Everything that they know. Everything that they know. They're in school and the guns start, the shooting starts, an entire busload.
Yeah, and the sectarian nature also of this war that was very much influenced by so many outside forces and factors, not only affects the surroundings, it affects how they understand people. Right? Because the people who were your friends, you know, he's in love with the Muslim, the hero of the film, he's a Muslim kid, and he's in love with this Christian girl who wears a big crucifix on her neck. And how does that change as the war advances? The kind of friends and enemies, the lines, become very much redefined in a way that people's lives are no longer recognizable.
It's a really strong film. The photography is amazing, too. But what not a great story, but what an interesting story that lets people like myself see what's really going on.
Yes, and last the first film in the series was Rana's Wedding, which is a Palestinian film made by Hani Abu Asad, a Palestinian filmmaker. And that film actually traces the story of an 18-year-old young woman who is faced with the option of either getting married or immigrating to Egypt with her dad from Jerusalem. And the film basically is one day in Jerusalem through her eyes, through what she has to go through in this day. And it's also amazingly powerful look into this society. And the audience, we had a full house. So if you want to come tomorrow, come early. We had to turn away people. But the audience was so touched by it. Mm-hmm. And they kind of got to understand so much of the nuance and the layers of the reality that we're talking about in the Middle East. Not, you know, again, not the snippet of, you know, Palestinians as terrorists or Israelis as victims or any of that, but actually just the mundane. Mm-hmm. And especially from a perspective of young people, it's really powerful. And this film, the film for tomorrow, West Beirut, I've watched it and I've seen it, I've shown it to students, and it always works so powerfully because it is a very relatable story. I mean, of course, the Civil War is not a story that we recognize, but the story of youth, the story of what comes into our lives and how it shaped. I mean, again, if you think about today, so many of our students are facing that moment of uncertainty, right? Their lives are looking like they're up in the air because in a school that is so heavily students of color, we have to stop and think for a moment, how is their lives going to look for, going to look like? I mean, mm-hmm. an 18-year-old kid who just has to think about, like, how is my family going to be safe? Am I going to be safe? Mm-hmm. How do we move on from this? What potential do I have in my life? And I think these are dilemmas that people in the Middle East are facing, and this is the, what I'm trying to show in the film series.
Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah, it's hitting right back home here.
Yes.
Now, today. And we're seeing it across campus. And, you know, are you going to have dialogue tomorrow to talk about this going into the film and also after the film?
I will do a talk back after the film, mm-hmm. And in which basically I try to clarify points and then answer questions and engage the audience in a conversation, which I'm sure people will make a lot of connections to what is happening here. And I'm happy to hear that. It's one more space for our students and our community to engage in a discourse, in a dialogue about this, because we have to talk about this. Something big happened, and it's not going away.
No. And these films will help, I think, to discuss that. And you might have more than a full house, it sounds like. What time does the film start?
The film starts at 7 at Richard's Goat Multiplex.
Okay. And Lena, how... I'm just going to back up. So how are you addressing your students now after last night's election?
Honestly, I think we're all at loss. I mean, I actually made a bet with my student yesterday or Tuesday that Hillary is going to win by 70%. I just couldn't even fathom the idea that so many people in the U.S. will make the racist, misogynist, xenophobic, hateful decision to vote for someone who's literally been against 50% of the population who are women, and then add to that the Latino, Latina, the African American, the Muslims, the Arabs, the gays, and to think about how do you talk to your students about that? How do you tell them that there's hope? For me, I guess the history of a political activist says, mourn today, tomorrow we organize. Tomorrow we make sure that this is not going to happen again for 4 years. Tomorrow we make sure that he will not get away with any of the threats that he made, because we are all together. And especially, and more, most of all, I want to say to my students, I'm here for you. I am an immigrant myself. I am from a Muslim culture. I am Palestinian, and I'm a woman. I hit all the categories.
Yes, you do.
He hates. And I understand what you're going through, and I'm here for you. You can come to my office and talk to me. You can come to my class and talk to me. You can come to the film tomorrow and talk to me. Because I think more than anything, our students need someone to hear them, mm-hmm. to hear their distress. And I hope that we all can be there for them.
Yeah, and it sounds like tomorrow would be a great opportunity for people to express themselves and absorbing the film itself too, to see that well, we're not alone.
Yes, I think the film will talk a lot to people to kind of get them to get a sense of what is it to go through the trauma and how you work through a trauma.
Yeah.
And I think that by the end of the film, a lot of people are going to feel some sense of relief, but also a lot of sense of commitment to a better world, to how do we make sure our kids don't go through this? Because as much as these teenagers are sheltered for a lot of the film, as much as they choose to ignore the Civil War and go to areas they're not supposed to and cross checkpoints that they're not supposed to cross checkpoints, it eventually catches on with them. It eventually changes their lives in a way that they never can shake out. And I think for me, tomorrow would be the greatest thing that could happen is if we can get that conversation going about how do we prevent our youth from going through this irreversible trauma? How do we shelter them? How do we empower them to get out and stand up for what's there? To say our future is not going to be a hostage to a racist, xenophobic, misogynist discourse. Our future is going to be ours, and we're going to be active participants in shaping it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds very good. Now, this is part of your film series. You've got one more film coming up.
Yes, I am showing Beb El Wed Fethi, an Algerian film from the early 90s, or depicting the early 90s, and it will be on December 1st at 7 p.m., Richard's Goat. And that film is also another amazing story. Young man, a little bit older than these guys, but facing the effects of post-colonial Algiers city at the slum area in Algiers city, which is called Beb El Wed. And he basically is trying to go through life with the kind of increasingly Islamist discourse that is becoming a part of how people are coping with the miserable reality they're a part of, but also how do you fall in love and how do you meet your girlfriend in hiding and how do you deal with a city as a part of a reality that is daunting and overwhelming. So that too will be an amazing film that I think we'll have a lot of resonance here.
Lena, you're bringing these wonderful films here that are going to open people's eyes up. So it sounds like a great series you're doing.
Thank you very much. And I'm going to repeat it next semester, 3 more films.
Okay.
That will also be amazing and eye-opening. So I'm looking forward to doing that more.
Lena, thank you so much for coming in. We're out of time. Lena Daleshi, thank you. And if people have questions, can they call? Who should they call?
They can call my office or email me at ld1145@humble.edu.
Thank you.